Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody, to... I don't know what episode we are. What episode do you think we are, David?
I would say we're in the mid-30s.
Is it now? I think we're in the teens.
In the so 15, 16, something like that, around near 20.
15, 16. So I've got the blonde lettuce with me, David Edwards.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
And the guest this week is none other than poet, tap dancer, and what else do you do? Coughs a lot.
I've got... what do you... A lot of walking.
There's a lot of walking. It's Tim Key, everybody.
Round of applause.
Now, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
And Charles Petrescu's here. He's the robot to your right hand side. Now, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hi, Charles. So, this episode, we're flying a jumbo jet to Tenerife. So, if you can imagine, you don't have to imagine. We're in the cockpit. Mm-hmm. A big jumbo jet.
Lovely stuff.
Which airport are we at, David?
We are basically landing as we speak.
No, we're not. We're taking off.
We're taking off right now. Well said. You've got to make sure you know where you are navigation-wise. We're leaving Southampton Airport.
My
favourite airport.
No, sorry.
Oh, lovely.
What's that?
My favourite airport.
Charles' favourite airport.
Is that why we're here?
He's not sure. He's just thinking about it.
Give him time.
Yes.
Yes. That's why we're here.
It's all making sense.
So we're on a whacking great jumbo jet on the it's not called a platform, is it? It's called a runway. And how many people, how many passengers have we got on board, Tim? There it is. There it is again. Little coughs.
Well, actually, I've just been through.
Been through it?
Been through.
Right, yeah.
And it looks like only more than 100.
It's a good house.
Yeah, so we've obviously got a big responsibility on our shoulders here, guys, to land this mother well.
Get them home safe.
Sure. So, and we're going to... Where are we flying to?
We are off to... you said it earlier, and I should remember.
Yeah.
Barbados? It's not that, is it?
It's closer than that. Stop pointing.
I'll stop pointing, and I'll remember our geography. Where are we going?
Tenerife. You been to Tenerife, Tim?
No, not before. Very excited.
Yeah. Why are you looking excited? Cannot wait. Looking excited.
Have you been?
Yeah. Now, who are you going to be the pilot?
Well, that's not an encouraging question.
I think you could do it.
I'll do it. Can I not be first?
Can you not be first?
Yeah, can you...
Do you want to be the co-pilot?
No, I want to do some piloting, but I want you to get us going.
Not a problem.
Down the runway.
Do you want to be pilot? Because I just want to sit back with my feet up, do a bit of knitting.
It's a big responsibility, but if you're happy to hand it to me, I'll go for it.
I've
never piloted before, but what the hell?
Should we sit down in our seats?
Yes, so where does a pilot sit? Here by the...
That's it, right in front of you, mate.
Lovely stuff. Here's the wheel.
Other way around.
Here we go. Quite right. I was just saluting the passengers. Yes.
Well, the door's shut. Yes. No need, the door's shut.
Okay, yep, the door is shut. Good, for security reasons.
Do you want to have a little word with the passengers?
Absolutely, no problem.
Okay.
Hello, passengers.
Wait, you might want to press that.
Yeah, you're quite right. Press the button.
Yeah.
There we go. Hello, passengers. This is Captain David.
Sorry, the wipers have come on.
It's not a problem. It's all about having patience, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
as a team. Well,
the wipers off, David.
Absolutely. There we go. Which button's that? There we go. Wipers are off.
That's the horn.
There we are. There we go. Yeah. Wipers, horns. Co-pilot.
Help with the buttons. Let's play with the buttons.
Just open the
what
door.
Is the duration of the flight, David?
2 hours. Enough for a meal, food, chat, wine, and then we'll land.
Oh, good 2 hours, you said.
A good 2 hours, yeah, a nice good 2 hours. You might flip slightly over that. We'll see what happens. tourists, dear. Passengers.
Yeah, but the wipers have come back.
They come, it's not a problem.
The wipers like, should we play with the buttons for 20 seconds?
Please do.
Let's press all the buttons and see what happens.
One of them will be the microphone. There we go.
What's that doing?
That was the water spraying on for the window wipers.
Okay, and another one.
Why are we indicating?
Yeah, quite right. It's got to be said. All we need to do is a forward manoeuvre for the runway. There we go. One more. That's the actual radio, as in like Virgin Radio. Get rid of that. Seems to be some kind of hydraulics that's going off. I don't know what that's about.
Right, yeah.
We'll start. All I want to do is talk to the passenger.
Okay.
No, I don't want to get rude. I'm just getting a little frustrated. They want to hear my voice.
You've got a megaphone, Tim.
Yeah, of course I have.
Okay. Well, Tim's going to pass you over a megaphone.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Just made that up, megaphone.
Megaphone is a word.
A loudspeaker.
Okay. A loudspeaker.
Absolutely. If we can just open the door behind me, lovely, and I'll just swing round.
Hello, passengers. Welcome to my plane. Well, only my plane for the next 2 hours. I am your captain, David Edwards. I can't find the button for the actual speakers, so I'm using a megaphone as we speak. You're in safe hands. Enjoy the onboard film. I think it's Power Rangers. Enjoy the macaroni and cheese, which is going to be dinner. No drinking on my plane, though, for obvious reasons.
No drinking on my plane, though, for obvious reasons. No, okay. No alcohol. Obviously, you can have liquids, but, you know.
What are the obvious reasons?
It just gets out of hand. It always ends in tears.
Sure.
That is obvious.
Yes, okay. Quite.
I am the air hostess on this flight.
Ooh,
please
oh no.
Introduce me to the passengers.
Ah, Charles is the air hostess. Introduce Charles to the passengers.
People, please, if you look to your right, we have a state-of-the-art stewardess. Robotic artificial intelligence.
Surname?
Charlene.
But,
yeah, Charles, but Charlene Smitten, because every time I look at her, I'm bloody smitten. Simple as that, it really is. Bit of flirting with the on crew type of thing.
On crew, nothing
too inappropriate.
She's quite tall.
She is tall. She's casting a shadow even over me, but it's a sexy shadow. I'm sort of in the darkness of her lair type of thing. She's looking down at me.
Very tall.
Very tall indeed. It's got to be said. It's amazing she's even in the actual aeroplane.
Right, first question. I've got a question for you, David. First question of the episode. Tim is a poet. He writes poems, words, and so my first question to you, David, is your top three favourite words.
Top three least favourite words. First one is existence. You know, I think it's great that we're all existing.
What's your favourite word?
Existence.
Okay.
I've got three though, haven't I?
Yeah.
That's not number one. That's number three. You know, at the top. If this was like a countdown, like top 40, it'd be at three. Number two is my name, David. I think everyone enjoys that when their name is being called down a corridor.
Exactly.
So, David, you know, it's quite a nice...
On a beach.
On a beach.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, quite right.
So you're... existence and David, yes?
Existence and David.
Okay. And
definitely.
Your top favourite word of all time?
Ecstatic. And someone says, I was just ecstatic. I absolutely loved it. I absolutely... just got a real kick out of the whole thing type of thing. Existence, we're alive. David, that's me.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe these are your top three favourite words.
Oh, I tell you what.
Stop pointing.
I stopped pointing indeed. It's not quite ecstatic. It wasn't in my head straight away. It's euphoria.
Right.
When something's euphoric.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
Yeah, I'm with
that
you.
That is genuine. It's like I remember seeing at the front of CD for a dance remix album I got in the 90s. And I asked my mother, what is euphoria? And she says, you know, when people have too much fun, it goes euphoric. And just a word that's always been on the end of my tip of my tongue. I look around, I think, is this euphoric? You know, is Centre Park, is that euphoric?
And your three least favourite words?
Three least favourite words, goes without saying.
It doesn't,
but in my head, definitely it would be cancelled. When something's cancelled.
Cancelled,
cancellation.
Right.
This film's been cancelled, or this train has been cancelled.
Yeah.
In that vein, it's got to be said. Bedtime, that's always fills me with depression.
Why?
Well, it's the end of the day, isn't it? You know, you've got to hit the sack.
Yeah, not bedtime.
No, not at all. You know, you're on your own. Well, there's no one to talk to but yourself. You know, the door's been closed. I can do, but it doesn't really go very far.
What's a typical conversation with yourself?
Probably a sheet of goals, plans. What am I going to do tomorrow? How am I going to get myself out of this bed set? So bedtime's a lot more exciting. What am I going to do, job-wise? How can I move on? How can I develop as a person?
And you say that to yourself?
do sometimes in the mirror, just to G myself up first thing in the morning.
Okay.
But certainly in bed under the duvet, thinking to myself, you know, how can I go to the next step?
Ever thought about mirror?
A reflection to keep me company.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, sort of Hugh Hefner style, but just me. I think, yeah, quite right. It's absolutely vital. I think the only thing
you
I'd always...
Maybe worth carrying a hand mirror as well.
Yes, I could do that on public transport or long rambles if I get lonely.
Can I see that? Can we imagine you're on the train now and you pull out a mirror and have a chat with yourself? Can I see
you
that?
Can you do that? Can you imagine you're on a train when you're on a plane?
Yeah, I can.
Well, it's just another mode of transport, isn't it?
Can we take off? We just sit here.
No, let's get it going. Oh, you're quite right.
Let's start this mother up and.
Okay.
So Southampton Airport, can we please have clarification for the
basically the fire exits are here and here. Good luck to us all.
Charlene, what's the weather like up there?
Stunning.
Oh, always got an optimistic outlook.
Stunning.
That's what we like to see.
So we've talked about your two least favourite words. What's your least favourite word? The worst word in the world.
The worst word in the world, I don't mean it's a bad way, but it would be OAP. I know that's a nasty thing to say. No, I don't mean that in a bad way whatsoever.
That word?
OAP, old age pensioner. I guess it's an abbreviation.
You can probably just stick with pensioner.
Yeah, quite right, pensioner. It's, you know, it's a case of... I was just worried that I'm going to see myself in that position at some point.
Right.
I've had a few...
How old are you now, David?
I am now. I'll be coming up to 40. Oh, no.
39.
There you go. Quick as lightning. 39. On the eve of the big 4-0.
Eve? Is it tomorrow?
Not quite the eve.
Not
but,
the eve.
When are you 40?
I'll be 40 next March.
Can I guess?
So not quite. But, I mean,
for,
eve
so
is
a
like,
year.
Yeah,
so we're a year away.
A year away and I'll be the big 4-0. Four decades on
party. Wow. Should we have a party?
Please do, if that's possible. If you could pull that off, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
Have you got any questions for the first question for David, Tim?
Oh yeah, I did have a question actually. What is your take on archery?
My take on archery is, stop pointing. Indeed, I think it's a fantastic skill. I think obviously at the moment now with things like, you know, you don't need it for hunting.
You don't need it though.
I need to take off.
Yes, absolutely. Archery, no. I'll come
talk
back
about,
to it.
No, talk about archery as you take off.
Quite right. I think, here we go.
So, Southampton, can you please give us clearance?
There we go. And then it's a case of, well, one of these buttons is gonna do it for us. Here we go, we've got to leave it here.
Here is champagne for the birthday boy.
Oh, wonderful stuff.
It's next year, isn't it?
It's 11 months.
It's 11 months away. We can pop the cork now, though. What the hell?
Yeah. So
it's champagne for
you. Do you want to...
Sorry.
Can you open it?
Yeah, open it. So Tim's going to open the champagne.
Oh!
Here we go.
Raving in champagne.
Oh, listen to that.
With three
listen
champs.
To that.
Ooh.
Lovely. Fill up Friday my flute, time. Please.
Oh,
thank you, Tim.
Your birthday for
that's
next year, though.
Hugely appreciated.
Lovely.
Rise up to the sky. Raise to the skies. Really.
Party time.
And also, if any of the,
lovely time.
The passengers
party
want some champ, it really is party time.
Charlene, may I top you up?
There we go. He's quite the gentleman.
Isn't he just?
He certainly is.
Just lower your glass.
With the crew already.
There we are. Lovely stuff.
She's a tall lady, but she's got a good figure with it, though. Pulled it off.
Must be 8 foot.
Least, which is incredible, really. It's got to be said in this sort of plane, but, you know.
Have you archered?
I've archered once at Centre Parks. I didn't actually visit Centre Parks. I wasn't invited for some reason. But I was allowed to come around for the one day just to get used to the amenities. I don't know why used to them. Yeah, I wasn't planning to move in, but I was invited along by my sister. She had like a cottage there, and
what do you mean get used to them?
I don't know really. So I was get a vibe of it, get a sense of it.
You need
know,
to do that before you go to Centre Parks.
I suppose
you do need to acclimatise for an afternoon.
It's a different reality. It's a different vibe. Full stop. I would have just liked a proper invitation.
Oh, just watch that plane there.
Oh, here we go. That's one of the indicator buttons there. Lovely stuff. So they know where I'm going.
That's the wipers.
There we go. David, not a problem. It's next to the wipers.
Can you see that seagull approaching?
I can. There it
aim
is.
Aim for it, David.
Here we go. Let's go down like a Spitfire.
Let's hit her.
There we go. Feathers everywhere. It's gone into the engine.
Super stuff. Back to archery. Sorry, I keep...
Archery is very much a case of... It's a great skill. It's a real discipline. But... Unfortunately, we've got Tesco's now and Lidl's and things like that. We don't have to wander around hunting deers or chickens or whatnot with an arrow. So it doesn't really have a significance there. I wasn't very good at it, but I'm sure over a long period of time, if I had a nearby forest...
Tesco's?
Tesco's, yep, you're quite right. We don't need that now. Well, we do need that. But I tell you what it would be good for, if there was some kind of apocalypse situation and you had archery as a skill, you could utilise that well.
Yeah.
What was your technique when you were in Centre Parks and getting used to archery?
Getting used to archery, read the pamphlets, watch the people beforehand, sure. Get to know the actual person training everyone. So you do all the background revision.
Did you have to get to know him a week or two before that?
I would have liked to, but unfortunately none of the email information was on the website.
What was his name?
His name was Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
That's a fact. I apologise. Let's put these back in their holsters, these pointing fingers. His name was Jeff, and he was a real man's man. He had alpha male.
Jeff.
I will not lie, I can't remember his surname.
Well, let's make one up.
Okay, Jeff.
Tim can make it up.
Potter.
Jeff Potter. That's the sort of surname that would go very well with him. He was very much a man's man. He had that alpha male.
Do you have an impression of Jeff Potter?
How you doing, Dave? Okay. It's sort of like it was a very kind of like booming voice. Obviously, you know, everything had dropped. He was well balanced.
Is this the Sherwood Forest Centre Parks?
It wasn't. It was one near Leeds. I'm not very good at geography. I don't know where Sherwood Forest is.
Not sure Tim believes you.
There's quite a few Centre Parks.
Are there really?
I'm pretty sure. Is there one? It was up in the north because that's where my sister lives.
There's one near Penrith.
My uncle David Auntie Maggie live in Penrith. There you go.
Do
in
they
Yorkshire.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know Yorkshire had a Penrith.
What is Centre Parks?
Penrith.
What is Centre Parks?
Centre Parks is a theme park surrounded by greenery, whereby families...
Is it a theme park?
No, it's not really a theme park, but you get to do things like climb walls, very
anywhere.
High ones.
Do that anywhere.
I think you'd be very suited for it. I think you've got the skills to really embrace it.
You think you'll be good at climbing, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Can we stop there on the way?
Can we stop at Centre Park?
Can we stop there on the way?
Jeff.
We missed the window.
I'm not sure we can, Charles. Thank you.
Penrith. I'll have to work out the location for that.
Okay, mate.
It's on the way to Scotland.
That's the longest point I've ever seen.
I apologise. Just that I'm worried about my own memory there. I'm sort of forgetting where, because I have visited Penrith several times.
Well, most of your family are from Penrith.
No, yeah, my Uncle David and Maggie, and my Auntie Maggie, give her a full title, her full dues, they moved to Penrith. So I have visited her there several times.
Penrith's in the Lake District.
The Lake District.
There we go.
The Lake District.
Yes,
in the Lake District. Wonderful stuff, Lake District. So it would have been somewhere in the north, this particular Centre Parks.
Yes, Penrith.
Well done.
So I've got a question here from a listener, David, called at John Wiggy 84.
Nice name.
Describe your perfect adventure. So David's a big fan of Harrison Ford.
No idea.
No idea who Harrison Ford is.
No.
Well, no idea that I was a fan of Harrison Ford.
I have no idea who Harrison
Ford.
Well, you are missing a trick there, friend. You have got a whole back catalogue to swim and bathe in.
And what is his vibe?
Well, very similar to Jeff, just the ultra alpha male.
He's an actor.
He's an actor, yes, he's an actor. Ooh. But when he's not acting, he's got a ranch in...
Is he?
Yes, he has got a ranch, yes. I'm trying to remember it's in Alaska. So I imagine he shears the sheep and rides the horses and...
Well, the quick question from John Wiggy 84 is, describe your perfect adventure with Harrison Ford... e.g. time frames, locations, etc.
I would love Harrison to come to the UK, United Kingdom, and I would be psychic very much, and I would like to properly bond with him and actually live on the fields, the greenery, the grass.
Describe your perfect adventure.
Perfect adventure, absolutely, here we go. It would be a case of me and Harrison surviving in the country, being trekked by some kind of like beast. May it be like a giraffe, wolves.
Let's stick with a giraffe.
A giraffe, okay? So it's me and Harrison, we're wandering along, and lots of fire, as in fire are set around, chatting, having men chats, and sort of, you know, getting to know each other. But every now and then we hear the giraffe in the distance.
What would that sound like?
Are you hats on?
Hats on? In what way? Kind of.
You're wearing hats.
You wear a hat.
Oh, yes, definitely.
What style of hat?
What style of hat? Sort of a deer stalker kind of hat.
On Harrison and on you?
Both of us almost matching. You know,
almost
matching. We've got our own patterns and colours because we are individuals.
Got your own identities.
Yeah, we've got our own identities.
That's almost matching.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost matching. Similar styles.
Thickest Thieves.
Thickest Thieves, quite right. Absolutely. That would be the name of the adventure, Thickest Thieves. Absolutely, with a CGI giraffe waiting for us.
Oh,
yeah.
And
can I hear what the giraffe would sound like in the distance?
Well, it'd be echoing, so it'd be sort of...
Is that what it sounds like?
pretty sure giraffes. I'm trying to.
Do they woof?
Sort of a barking canine, part of the canine family.
I'm not part of the canine family.
So I think woofing would be out of the. I'm
thinking of dogs.
Oh, I am. You're quite right. But on all fours, it's got to be said. Evolutionary. I'm sure at some point they went in different directions, but I think they came from the same cell at some point, which I'm sure we did as well.
Labrador.
Yeah, quite right. Yes, the Labrador. That's one of them. So let's think. We're out in the forest.
Wearing your hats.
Wearing our hats. Biggest thieves. Same design, but different patterns. We're bonding.
What next? What next in the story?
We're being trekked, by this giraffe who's moving around. It's got sick of greenery. It now wants to move on to human beings. It's got a taste for meat in some vein. And me and Harrison have got to get together and actually work out how to slay this creature, this speckled zoo beast.
You got a laptop?
You're quite right. We have got a laptop, but there's no battery whatsoever.
Double point. For the listeners at home, you did a double point, yes?
I did do a double point. I'm imagining
we have a little silent moment where you do a double point? And
we should do that. Just so
here we go. Do the double point.
Oh, there you go.
Double point.
That's nice.
Very nice.
It's bad manners, isn't it? It's got to be said. It's it's a hypnotist about it.
Can I clarify something about the adventure?
Please.
I'm trying to work out whether it's...
Can I point that? Is this...
you did a single worrying. Point. You just...
Is this adventure... I guess what I want to know is this adventure a fantasy or is it an idea for a film? It feels like quite a good filmic, quite a good plot for a film. You pitching it as a film or is it just more of a daydream?
Basically, originally it was like a daydream whereby I think, you know, when you see somebody, it could be, you know,
obviously.
From afar in a bar or
that.
A silver screen,
yeah.
And you just think somehow genetically we would get on well in a platonic manner.
You think, what?
Me and Harrison would get on well type
you
of
think
thing.
So?
Not that I'm, you know, you don't think we're bond?
I'm
open to criticism. Tim, do you think, well, you don't know Harrison, do you? I don't know.
Harrison.
Ford. In a way, I'm jealous.
Is he good?
He's good looking. He's got a good swagger to him. He's a good conversationalist. It's the whole shebang, really. He just ticks off all the boxes.
Married?
So, he is married. He was divorced. It's now the woman who was, I can't remember her name.
Ali McBeal.
It is Ali McBeal. Well done.
Fucking stop pointing.
Apologies.
I'm sorry.
The F-bomb was dropped.
I'm sorry.
Shrapnel everywhere.
That's the first time in 15 episodes.
Callista Flockhart.
It's got to be said, and I...
Callista Flockhart.
Callista Flockhart.
Callista Flockhart.
That's a hell of a surname, isn't it?
Callista
Flockhart. That's a hell of a Christian name.
Oh.
Callista Flockhart.
Oh, God, he's gone a bit dizzy with that one. I don't
blame
you.
Could you do it in a kind of a West Indian accent, Charlene? Say Callista Flockhart in a West Indian accent.
Callista Flockhart.
Well, kind of.
A tang to
I've got
it.
I've got a question for Charlene.
Yeah? Yes.
Would it be worth Charlene putting some giraffe face paints on?
Okay. Or are we flying a plane?
Tall enough.
Just while David does his story.
What, on Charlene or on us?
On herself.
Okay.
I would love to.
Okay.
Oh, she very agreeable
to.
Robot.
Sorry,
it will be a feature film.
Okay.
Simple as that. Sorry, it will be a feature film.
Cool. Tim, have you got a second question for David?
Moving into
the second question phase.
Yeah. Yep.
What is your perfect adventure, Tim?
Please.
I think something more sort of Amazon, more sort of Amazon based.
Right.
Rafting down the Amazon, possibly getting into some mischief with a tribe.
Right. Okay. Sounds a bit more interesting.
The new
no
Bruce
giraffes.
Perry.
What?
The new Bruce Perry.
The new Bruce Perry. You know Bruce Parry? He's nodding.
Not there.
He's nodding coyly.
Like Ray Mears.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
What would happen with the tribe? You just sort of say hello, bring them a gift?
I'd bring them all a gift.
Quite right.
Yeah, I'd say hello, definitely.
Oh, that's good of you.
Yeah.
And would you go rafting with them?
I'd go rafting to escape them.
Escape? I was about to say, there's not a plot here, but there is one now. I've got the giraffe, you say.
A malevolent tribe.
Ooh. Right, okay, sort
with
of...
blowpipes.
Yeah, and cannibals in between blowing the pipes. They'd eat humans, I imagine.
David, focus on the flying, remember?
Yeah, quite right.
Where are we now, David? Where are we? Where are we flying?
We're surrounded
over?
By a lot of blue, sea, basically, underneath us right now.
Okay.
So we're going in the right direction. I'm looking at Google Map. And,
are there macaroni cheeses?
I will do. Hold up my megaphone.
Passengers, just give me a thumbs up if you're enjoying your macaroni and cheese. Yeah!
Can't see one thumb not up in the air.
Is it...
Thanks to the chef.
Is it macaroni cheese or macaroni and cheese?
It's macaroni cheese, isn't it?
Macaroni and cheese. I'm pretty sure there's an and in there. I'm going to go with the and.
So is it spaghetti and bolognese?
Spaghetti and bolognese. Yeah. I think when you're cooking it, you'd need the spaghetti and the bolognese.
So they would both be in the actual name of it.
I'm going to hit the rewind button. I'm going to say spaghetti bolognese.
Are you going to hit it anymore?
I'm going to go macaroni cheese. There we go.
Oh,
friends
God.
In need. There we go. It's all about just baby steps, just getting there slowly.
Tim, have you got a second question for... by the way, Tim, David has something called a golden question, and this is one opportunity to ask the guest one question.
Sure.
Okay, but...
This is a question for
this
him.
Is a question.
I thought when you said he's going to have a golden question, that would mean he's got a question where if I ask the question that's on his card, that's the golden question.
No. It's just a chance to play a lovely little bed underneath it.
It is a golden bed. Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
It shines.
Second question from Tim Key.
Right, describe a situation where you would spit on someone.
Okay.
A situation where I'd spit on someone, I think it'd be a case of... Well, I think...
Think about it. You've got to rush into the...
No, not at all.
He is thinking about it. He just grabbed his chin.
I did. Well, that is...
Do you think he wasn't thinking about it?
That's when you're nestling the IQ, isn't it? When you're thinking about it.
You might want to get the other hand on your head and scratch your head.
Yep. There we go. Multitasking there. Both at the same time. Keeping both plates spinning. I've never spat on a person.
No. I've just...
That wasn't the question.
No. I'll do the question again.
You point one more time, David.
Sorry.
Okay.
Quick double point just to get it out of your system.
Here we have a little silent moment. Here we go. So double point coming up. Bang.
There we go. Get out of the system. Move on.
Describe a situation where you would spit on someone.
Well, I'll tell you... it's not... Basically...
Why are you thinking about things instead of just running headfirst into...
Well, because I feel bad about the spitting.
Why?
I think
haven't done it.
It's basically fellow dog walkers. This is the thing that really, really hits me in a bad, bad way, where you've got basically...
You're a dog walker.
I am a dog walker.
You shout at me, David.
Oh, sorry, I apologise. So bring down the volume.
Can you say it really loud? I am a dog walker.
I am a dog walker.
No, don't do an accent or an impression. Just, I am a dog walker.
I'm a dog walker.
Okay.
But is your answer that you're about to give... I mean, I might be getting this totally wrong.
No, you go for it.
Is what you're going to say fellow dog walker and... They let their dog, you know, do something, or their dog is out of control, and then your response to that is to go up to this person and spit on them. If you're pointing.
No, I apologise. But the thing is, I've seen some really quite horrific...
Sure, but I'm looking for a situation where you would spit on someone. I'm sure you're not. Are you spitting on them?
Yes, I would do.
What have you seen?
Well, very much a case whereby... this is what I was going to... basically, it was a case whereby the dog had defecated, done a toilet, and then I saw him every day do this. He would just knock it with the side of his Gola trainer underneath somebody's car every single time.
Knock what?
The actual toilet, the actual poo. And just knock it on the side of his trainer under the poo, just rolled like a cigar.
That's quite a hard...
Yeah, it was a long, very, you know, kind of lavish kind of Frankfurt of a poo.
I liked your cigar description. That was
cigar one, rolling on the floor there.
Rewind
that one. It's a case of
in a good way that time. Rewind in a good way. Rewind and keep it.
And to be really disgusting, this is sorry, I apologise. This is when the spit, this is when, you know, you start moisting the lips and get ready. Not that I've actually seen this all the way through, like a viper spitting away.
I don't know whether you've definitely spat before, because the spit comes from your throat rather than... You don't wet your lips and then go...
I guess, you sort of need to huck it up a bit, don't
huck
you?
It up.
It's the American redneck saying type of thing.
Huck it up.
So he kicks
it underneath, or even worse, what he allows his own dog to do, and this is why I was hesitant, is basically just eat its own feces. I've seen that a lot, and I know that's grim and it's very, very dark, but it's a case of I'm not going to pick it up. You can just hoover up yourself. It's come out one end, and then he's allowed the dog just to chew up the other end.
Oh, really?
Yes. I know that's a bit of a dark image, quite a graphic image for you to have now. Tattooed on your front.
What you'd like to do is
basically openly spit like an angry viper that's just been let out of an Indian basket.
You'd like to spit on him.
Yes, basically. Well, I guess that's the knee-jerk reaction of kind of like, you know, You're acting like an uncivilized brute.
Get what you deserve.
Yeah, yeah, quite right.
Spit in his face, would it be?
That's quite tough. A spit in his face.
Grab his lapels and then spit in his face.
Perhaps, I mean, or at least a Doppler of it rolling down his Mac. You know, a spit on his back.
Well, tell you what,
I'm
going to be that bloke with his dog, okay? And then you come up to me and spit on me, okay? See what happens. Okay, here we go. Obviously the editor, he's a wonderful editor, Tim. He'll put on some woofing noises.
I'll do them if you want. We can use them. You can then use them or not.
Okay.
Shall I do them wild?
Please do.
Do them.
I'll do
wild
them
canine.
You do them wild.
Use them. It's not a problem.
Okay, so Tim's going to do. How long do you want to do it for?
Give you a couple of minutes because I don't know.
Play it safe. Let's play it safe. Okay. Woof, woof, woof. Just to clarify, Tim is doing this just in case the editor hasn't got any dog sound effects. Might not be used.
Good to have the option.
Good to have the option.
Well, absolutely.
I think we got enough there, Tim.
I mean, I'll do another. You're half right.
Okay, so he's turned his head to the right and he's off again.
You got enough like light and shade there.
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
Okay.
Well put together, totally committed. I'm
okay.
So impressed.
Now we got to focus. So Tim's done the dog woofing there. Obviously, if the editor needs it, he'll use it over this section now. So I'm going to play the dog walker. Possibly he'll use the woofing
right
underneath this situation. Here we go.
Proper radio production. Are you going to let him do that? What he's doing right now? Are you going to take some responsibility for your dog? My name's Dave Edwards, pleased to meet you, but I think this is a bit inappropriate what you're allowing your canine doing there. It's just, you know, he's chomping away on his own toilette. You know, right, okay, I didn't want to do this, you've crossed the line, but this is what men do to other men when they're...
What are you doing?
I am hucking up, as the Americans would say, some saliva, and I'm getting ready like a viper to project it onto the chest of your Mac.
Do it then.
Okay, really? That's frightening to where I come from, friend.
I've got plenty
of saliva. Like I've got two cheeks full of it, like a hamster.
Do it.
Right, here we go. Stand still. Sorry about this. Hopefully there's no CCTV cameras. And, well, I'm very close to you.
What was that? Are you relying on the editor to stick it?
Oh, I think so. Like a proper John Wayne spit.
Okay.
I'll do one wild.
Okay, so
here we go.
Tim's going to do a wild of someone spitting.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, dear.
Oh, goodness sake. Take that home. Show it to your wife.
Wow. Thanks
goodness
so much,
me.
Tim.
Pleasure.
Wow.
It's an option.
Thank you. Now, have you got this is the golden question section, which is where David gets to ask Tim a question. Here we go, the golden question section.
Here we go. In your more mature age, not that I'm saying you're any older than me, Tim, we're similar age, I'm sure. Would you say...
Tim's,
not at all.
Wow. You point.
No, oh, good grief. No. Honestly,
Tim frowned at that
he,
little...
Well, he did look. He's right to frown. It was a bad beginning to a question. I'm burning bridges all around me. I can smell the smoke. Honestly, a man of the same age, I'd say to you... I think I'm not a bad age.
A question.
I'm going into the question. Here we go. Success. Has your notion of success changed as you wander through life? What did it used to be?
You've actually given this some thought, haven't you?
I have this week. You're quite right.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is...
Success. How has it changed through the years? What did it used to be? What is it now?
I don't think... For me, it hasn't changed.
Oh, really? What is it success for you, then?
I think, for me, success would be... are you talking about career-wise?
Is success career for you, or is career just something in the background that just brings in pennies so you can have Netflix and macaroni and cheese or whatever, or
BT
is it all personal, or is it more
well
That's a lovely question, David.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you very
much.
I'm just going to ring a little bell. It's a little bell that I ring whenever you do something good.
Oh, can I hear that? There we go. That felt like Pavlov's dog, that fills me with glee. It really does.
There we go.
I think, well, the thing is, you can measure it in lots of different ways, can't you?
Very true.
Mainly, I would say I measure it in terms of money.
Why not?
No, I don't think that's changed.
There's no problem with that whatsoever, I guess.
I never said there was a problem.
No, I'm not making it into a problem whatsoever.
So, what I mean is that, as in, like, quantity of money. And then you work out how successful you are based on how much money you have.
And is there a point whereby you think, yep, that's good, I'm successful now? Like, you know, kind of...
Yeah, if you're sort of pulling in £400,000 to £500,000 in a year, then you're doing something right.
Well, that's a wonderful amount of money, that is. That'd be, I mean, just the interest alone coming back on that.
No, but you'd need the money as well. The interest alone would be £20,000.
I'm guessing.
I've never had that sort of money.
That'd be a ludicrously nice... Do you know what you'd spend on? What sort of things you'd do? Not start renting out homes to people, or...
If I had that sort of money?
Yeah, 500k in your bank account every 12 months. Bang.
I would certainly... I would look into getting new blinds.
Definitely. I mean, a 500k man's got to have nice blinds.
I would say a 500k man would have very nice blinds. Definitely. I would say if there's a movie called 500k man, I would say that your opening scene is him... It's blackness, and then it's the blinds opening to reveal...
Oh, lovely.
...to reveal 500K Man.
Almost at the beginning of a Hitchcock film, the slits opening up, you can see his eyes and a smiling face because he gets 500K a year.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the camera just hovering through the slits of the blinds. Bang. We've got three films here, by the way, haven't we? We've got 500K Man, The Giraffe Hunt with Harrison Ford.
Thick as Thieves.
Thick as Thieves. If only that could be a reality.
What's the third film?
The third film is Tim getting on with the tribe. Well, he gets on with them, then he annoys them, they chase him.
Falls out with them. Meet some businessmen further down who've had the same experience. What is your attitude to success?
My attitude to success used to be ladies, awards...
What is it now?
What is it now? I think it's a case of...
ladies and awards.
Ladies and awards.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, you know, what is it now?
Ladies, awards, jacuzzis, that type of thing. I think it's...
Centre Parks,
quite right. If I could stay there for more than one day, someone would invite me for the week. Well, that would help.
You haven't stayed there at all. You've just acclimatised.
Quite right, yeah. Just acclimatised to it. So I've done that. That's on my CV. They should let me in now, shouldn't they?
I'm going to look up why people point.
I don't know why it is. It's some kind of insecurity.
Why do people
point? It's trying to validate myself and make a point.
So what was your question, Tim? What's your attitude?
Well, it was, but actually I'm unhappy with my answer to the question from before.
I think it's right, money. Do you know, I think mine might be money as well.
No, but I think all I was doing was trying to avoid the question.
Oh, we all do that.
Well, you know, look at me, I'm wearing glasses, Tim.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
Yeah. And the tracksuit bottoms, that's sort of...
That's me.
That's you. It gets comfortable to travel.
That's me.
Just loungewear. It's quite nice, very casual. So what do you think it is? So let's push the money aside. What's really hiding behind that wall of money?
Well, I mean, in terms of, like, you know, creatively... Because, you know, you're in a creative... Your work's creative.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
So I feel that success is... For me, is to do with if you're feeling that you're enjoying the stuff you're creating.
What would be the ultimate thing to create? Maybe a book? A TV show? You know, a poem that goes online and gets loads of hits? What would it be? Kind of...
Well, weirdly, I don't think my ultimate thing in terms of success would be a poem that goes online and gets loads of hits. I think it would be...
All about the hits.
It's all about the hits these days. These kids, their bloody Instagram and whatnot. But anyway, sorry, Tim, carry on.
I don't know. I'm quite open-minded as to what it is. Just tinkering away. But I think I think we're quite lucky doing what we do, that sometimes you can tinker away and at the end of the day think, oh, I quite like that I've just done.
We're tinkering now, aren't we?
Tinkering now, yeah.
We're tinkering away now.
We're
and
all
I think,
tinkering.
You know,
yeah, I know we're all tinkering. I know we're tinkering, Brian.
Wow.
No, it's important. I mean, without tinkering, you get nowhere.
Bri, what is your... how do you...
Elf.
Health is your barometer for success.
Yeah. Elf. What was your answer?
Like a feeling of that you've created something that you like.
And I wonder why that... Why does that give us...
It's that box.
I don't know.
We're trying to leave something behind, are we? Because everything's kind of meaningless. We have to feel like we've left something behind.
Well, I think that is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is exciting to know that where there wasn't anything, there's now.
We've now.
There's something at least.
Whether it be podcast or maybe you've mowed your lawn and made it look
pretty. They're quite different categories, but I think whether it be a podcast or you've mown the lawn and now that's quite pretty.
Yeah,
I think I agree with you.
Yeah, cheers.
Also, you're using your mind quite productively.
So I was agreeing with you in the first place.
Yeah.
You are. I think everyone's agreeing with everyone. I think it's quite a nice sort of happy cockpit.
I think it is quite a happy cockpit, and I think it's the longest period without any pointing at all.
Yes, I think
it's very.
Well,
serene.
I'm looking up very pointing serene. Here.
What is the disease I have in my mind for that?
Do you know what? Do you know why people point?
Oh yes.
It's to do with authority.
To do with hunting.
It's to do with authority.
you do that.
So you're pointing. In some way to give yourself a little bit of power over Tim and I.
I apologise. I didn't realise it was about me trying to be the alpha male in the bloody room. I think that's what was happening. It's quite phallic as well, isn't it? I suppose.
He hasn't said nothing about that.
I've added that bit, which was unwise to do. It was a bad decision to mention that. But it is probably about authority. Casting a shadow over your faces using my finger.
But why have I not? I haven't pointed a single time.
No. Well, so you're obviously comfortable. You don't need to do that. You're pointing at that light.
Yeah.
Authority from the electronics.
In fact, I tell you what, you're kind of doing a subliminal one. You're kind of going there, but the thumb was me.
Oh, so I am pointing.
You are, but you're using the thumb.
Yeah. Very subtle one. Maybe I should go with that, use the thumb a bit more. It wouldn't be as obvious.
Right, guys, we're what's the airport called in Tenerife? Have we ever been before? I haven't been.
Maracas, I think, something like that.
Maracas.
I don't know. I think it's just called Tenerife Airport, a bit like Southampton.
Let's land at Maracas Airport.
Let's land at Maracas.
Here we go. We're landing now. So, if you want to guide us down onto the platform.
Okay, so let's get all the wheels out. We need that, all of them, all three.
The button for the wheels.
I know that one's for the window wiper. So it'd be this one here or that one. I'm just going to get all of them.
But just while you're doing it, what happens with the giraffe? So Harrison Ford and you.
Well, you mentioned the idea of a laptop.
Yeah.
And I suddenly...
You're pointing.
Sorry, I apologise again.
Can I suggest you land the plane.
Yes.
And as you as we sort of roll along the runway, taxi along the runway.
Professional.
Could you give us the end to your film, The Thick of Thieves?
Well,
there we go, then.
This is my eardrums.
I'll just quickly slot in my last question. It's a very quick one.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing you've slept under?
The weirdest thing I've slept under?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, the weirdest thing you've slept under.
Under.
You've got 15 seconds.
15 seconds to think.
Weirdest thing you slept under.
Just think of all the things you've slept under.
I guess an owl.
Now.
I was under it as a tree. It would have been an owl above me.
Don't need to know anymore. Right, we're landing. We're going to taxi along the runway. There's music playing, sweeping music.
Sweeping
music. End of the film, Thick of Thieves. Here we go.
This is connecting to what Tim said earlier. Do we have a laptop? Me and Harrison do have a laptop, but it has no battery in it whatsoever. But Harrison has a great idea to actually keep the actual plug in the laptop, and he uses it as a kind of medieval kind of... what's that thing where it's like a stone at the end of a rock?
Mace?
Mace? Or no, it's like a rock and there's a rope around it. And you swing it around like that. So he's swinging the laptop around his head.
Like a cosh.
Like a cosh, that's exactly it. Swings it around, lets it go. A bit of product placement. It could be Apple or
Dell.
Samsung.
Dell, could it be?
It could be Dell. Why not? Let's give them a kick in the right direction because they need it at the moment. And it hits the giraffe, splat, right on the...
Splat.
No, that's not good. It's got to be said. But it's the end of the film type of thing. And it brings it down, and the giraffe's neck falls on me. And, the giraffe and me are dying, and it's like a King Kong and the sexy woman kind of goodbye between me and Harrison.
Wonderful, David. What an end to it. Tim, thanks so much for coming to Tenerife with us.
Absolute pleasure. What are we doing?
Well, in Tenerife, there's some stalls, some markets.
Oh, there's
absolutely.
Local beer, local ladies.
They've got a lovely meal where they... What's that?
Paella.
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 Oh, bring it on. A big slice of that, please.
How should we end this podcast? With a quick tap dance? Because I've obviously mentioned you.
I'll have a tap.
You want to do some tap dancing with Tim?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be up for that.
Take us out of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. And thank you to... who do I thank?
Yourself, you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you so much, Brian, for Charlene.
Yes.
Thank you to Tim. Thank you to David. Thank you to James, our editor. Thank you to Charles Petrescu. Here's some tap dancing to take us out of the episode.
Wonderful.